be there to help you pick up all the pieces. You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This weekend, St. Louis. It's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 26th through March 1st. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, February 26th through March 1st.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
M.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hot beef injection.
Nothing better for the ladies on a cold winter day than a hot beef injection. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 23rd. Here we are, a week away from March. This time, next week, it'll be March 1st. Bring it on. Let's get April, let's get May, let's get June in here. I know it hasn't been a horrible winter like the last one, but, and by the way, Farmer's Almanac, wrong so far, so they're not always right. Welcome to the Playhouse, brought to you today by Schaefer Auto Body Centers, now with 8 locations, now that they're in O'Fallon, Illinois. You're going to have something done to put that car back together. The one place to go. Schaefer with a C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Hey!
And now to the control board we go, and why, look who's manning it. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and after you sit down with them for a free, no-cost, or obligation meeting, they can design and create a specific investment plan designed specifically for your needs.
That was so unprofessional.
Specifically for your needs. For their phone number and more.
Hang on. Mark. My phone, my silent vibrating special hotline is. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
What's going on?
Mark Reardon, hang on.
Oh.
No, I heard. You do? All right. Thank you. Good guy. Thanks.
He says he wants to let it slide and keep you on.
Oh, that's nice of him. He's a good
that's
guy.
That's how they operate.
Yes. Yeah. For their phone number and more, you can go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, that's Jason. He's,
Okay.
He disagrees. You're out.
Oh.
Wait, hang on. What?
Do they need a third
vote?
They'll
talk about it. They're gonna bring in a third party, and they'll decide by the end of the show whether or not you stay on board. Good luck to you, Peon.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to see you hang on there. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser press. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He looks a little tired. He just got in from L.A. You know, he works the Oscars, security.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They bring Hebe in all over the world for security jobs. He's that good. Bernice is in heaven. Yeah, thank you, Bernice. And Rat Boy, He's in a bad mood today because he watches the Oscars every year, and he's told me the story. Should have been me. You know, he should have been there. Best screenplay. Apparently years ago he submitted. He's especially mad about Birdman. He says in a way they stole from him because his... What was your idea? What? Cheese Man was the screenplay that he wrote and has never been able to get it produced yet. Hang in there, buddy. You will. Perseverance. Persistence, okay? Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a terrific old joke that I haven't told for 3 or 4 years, and a listener emailed and said, why don't you tell that joke again? And I wrote him back and explained why, and then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, I could tell that joke. I know how to make it work, and I'll tell you why I haven't told it, and then why I've decided I will today. But first, a word from our sponsor. I almost sounded professional when I did that. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can go online, Google Schaefer Auto Body. Up will come their website, SchaeferAutoBody.com. But you know what? You'll never really appreciate what they do until you're in an accident. And I would encourage any of you listening right now, just lightly tap the guy in front of you. Just bump him. Just enough, you know, that both of you get to experience the Schaefer quality of body work. Just clip him. I don't want anybody hurt here, okay? But that's the, because it's kind of a frustrating advertiser in that you can't just, you know what? I think I'm going to go check this Schaefer. You can't do that unless you have a wreck. And I don't want anybody to be in a serious injury, but if you would bump somebody and make it a friend, maybe in your neighborhood or your subdivision, you act like it's an accident. Oh, Bob, I'm sorry, I clipped your car. Then he'll have to discover Schaefer, and then for the rest of his life, you will have actually directed him to a place he'll thank you for later. So you got to think about it that way. He'll be mad at first. Jimmy hit my car. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But here, give him the name Schaefer, and in the end, everybody will be real happy. Think about it. You know, just think. It's just a suggestion. Otherwise, if you're in an accident and you need a body shop, and you will unless you want to do like Dan, and I'll never forget the years that Dan drove to this. I'll never forget two things. One, that Dan drove a conversion van when every other person had a conversion van. Remember those days in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
And Dan's back door was caved in, and he drove it like that for, I don't know, 2 years or something. And when I would pull in behind him, it just drove me crazy because I can't stand a big dent in a car.
And
the other thing I'll never forget is the day that Dan drove into the garage, not realizing his raised roof van was higher than the ceiling of the garage. That was a great day.
My van was 6'9", and the garage was 6'8".
Yeah, scrape.
I came in, and I thought, wow, these beams are really close. And then I thought, I better go down to the bottom. The bottom has much more room. Mm-hmm. I'm going down to the bottom. I'm going really, really slow. And all of a sudden it went on one of them.
I have a horrible memory, but Dan, I remember things that you do because they just jump out as so bizarre.
I know.
And that, those are two. That door caved in and that scraped off top of that van. That was hilarious to me. And let me tell you something. I've been in Suburbans and stuff, and honestly, you look up the windshield and you're thinking, oh, man, I'm not going to make it.
I know.
That thing. And the clearance is about an inch or two, but it looks from the inside up the windshield like you're just going to scrape it and rip the whole top of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I could see how it could be done. Whether it's that, your own, you know, goofy, dumb thing you do, like the day my wife decided to back out of the garage with the door closed. I won't forget that either. Schaefer's there for you. They can't fix garage doors, but they'll take care of the vehicle. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer. Auto Body Centers with 8 locations now that they have the 8th one in O'Fallon, Illinois. Over the weekend, we saw a terrific movie. And I mean, it's one of those movies, and Mike Evans did a review on it, and he gave it 4 stars out of 4. And the key was when he said it's not corny, because it's based on a true story. Story of Coach Jim White in McFarland, California. And the movie is McFarland. And Jim White is played by Kevin Costner. And I like Kevin Costner, and I've decided if I could come back as anybody, I want to be Kevin Costner. He is, to me, what I would like to look like.
Really?
Yes. Not the overly pretty, pretty boy, but a handsome guy. I would like to look like, I'm serious, I Kevin
really
Costner.
Like
I would love to be have that look, that Kevin Costner look. And I like the fact that he takes roles that are generally pretty powerful, Dances with Wolves, you know, I mean, and this McFarland, when you hear the premise, this track team of kind of Hispanic kids, it's a mostly Mexican community in a little town in California, the school doesn't even have a track team, he puts one together, you go, oh yeah, okay, Rudy, Hoosiers, we've seen this before. What was the football movie, the underdog team?
That was Rudy with the...
The team in Texas or something, not Friday Night Lights, but there was...
Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans, yeah. And you think, yeah, I've seen this before. Yes and no. Costner is fantastic in this, and so is, and for the life of me, I just forgot who plays his wife, but she's great too. And the kids in it are great. It's a terrific, there's not a curse word in the movie. And that's so rare. Mm. And it's just really, really good. It's called McFarland, and that is the name of the town in California. And I can't imagine anybody not enjoying this movie. You walk out feeling really good. And it's not done in a corny way, and that is important. We play these commercials for Rhino Shield, and I mentioned last week, there's a bumper that you can buy to put on your phone, and the product is called Rhino Shield. So I guess two different companies, if the products are totally different, you can have the same name. That's a Kickstarter company. That's a company that the guy went online to raise money for, and now these Rhino Shield, it's not a case, it's just a frame, a border for your phone. There's video online of them dropping telephones, smartphones, 20 feet flat onto the concrete.
So it's raised on both sides so it won't hit
yes,
the screen?
Yes, it
and stuff?
Holds it. In other words, it won't, the edges, the sides, the top, the bottom. The only way, if you dropped it and the screen hit the top of a jagged rock, mm-hmm. okay, but on flat surfaces, they threw it against walls. It's unbelievable, and it's not that bulky or big, and it's got a honeycomb shock absorber system in this rubber or whatever this. I'm going to try to find one. I went online. You get them on Amazon. Free commercial for the Rhino Shield bumper frame for your phone. Mentioned Saturday Night Live and watching an episode from 1975 where Richard Pryor was the host. And it was 80% of the show that I remember was a racial theme. And it was just really prominent and funny because one of the scenes was a police lineup. And you see the line, you know, where it's the height, the lines with the height, 5 feet, 6 feet. And you've seen it 1,000 times. They march these guys and the person behind the glass. And here they are, 5, 6 guys all lined up. And it was hilarious because everybody in the lineup was a police officer in a police uniform, except Richard Pryor, who was in handcuffs. And the lady says, I think it was the guy in the handcuffs. And they did it a couple of times. They 20 minutes later, they came back. Here's the lineup again. And it was a doctor with a stethoscope comes out, a firefighter, and Richard Pryor in handcuffs. And again, she says, I think it's the guy in the handcuffs. It was really, really funny. They made some very powerful statements, but they did it in a funny way. And that was, hurts me to say this, 75, is that 40 years ago?
Yeah.
1975. That was their first year because Aykroyd was still in the skits. It wasn't the first episode. It was the first year. Michael Phelps. Two things. First of all, when I see people like Leonardo DiCaprio or Kevin Costner, and then I look in the mirror, I get sad. You know, I think, wow, how come I didn't look like that? And I'm very average. I'm a realist about myself. If you put me in a room or a group or a crowd of people, I'd be right on 1 to 10. I'm right in the middle. I'm 5. I'm about as average looking as you can get. But then there are guys that make me feel real good about the way I look, and Michael Phelps is one of them. Oh, Michael Phelps is a really weird-looking guy.
He looks like a bug, some sort of bug.
He looks like a combination of
or
a bunch
alien.
Of... an alien. An alien bug.
Yeah.
He's got those strong neck muscles, too, so his neck is real thick. And
he's just goofy looking. But here's the lesson here. Do something outstanding, make a lot of money, and you, too, will get married to a former Miss California. And that's exactly what he's engaged to, Nicole Johnson, who was Miss California 2010. And you got to ask yourself the question, is she after him for his good looks? No. The answer is no. And even his athletic ability, I doubt it. How about, money. He's made a lot of money being a big Olympic champion. In USA Today this morning, in the editorial section, there's an opinion, an op-ed, whatever, and the whole point of the article is to say we need to make binge drinking with young people as unappealing as smoking. Good luck. Good luck with that. That's never going to happen. You're never going to get to college kids and say, look how horrible drinking is, the way you might with cigarettes. With cigarettes, you can, now I'm talking about partying, binge drink. What do you call binge drinking? Because they give a definition. What would you call it, P.I.?
I mean, I've heard it as binge drinking. I don't know.
Binge drinking is just like going crazy, like one night just to go ahead and get drunk and just get
trashed. But how much?
Oh, how many? Is that what you're asking?
Before it's actually categorized as binge drinking.
I would say probably 8 to 10 drinks a night.
No, they say downing 5 drinks or more in a row, back to back, is binge drinking. But my question is, 5 what drinks?
And what do they mean back to back?
Well, I mean, knock them down. No break in between.
Could be like a margarita, a beer, anything.
But those are two different levels of alcohol.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this is kind of a gray area as to what. But let's just say what they mean is just drinking till you're stupid, blind, passing out, vomiting, drunk.
Yeah.
And they want to make that unappealing as smoking. Well, the problem with that is people don't get together and binge smoke, first of all. That's ridiculous. Smoking to excess, one after another, is not in any way a turn on, does not loosen anybody up, make somebody easy, or, you know what I'm saying? They're two completely different
things. And binge drinking is like a badge of honor for some people.
Yeah.
They think it's so cool. And then you wake up the next day feeling like crap. And
if you were at a party and you said, hey, I just smoked 15 cigarettes back to back.
Whoa.
People just go, so what? What are you, nuts? I think they're using the wrong analogy there. I don't get this. I never will get this. Tulsa. This guy.
You know what Tulsa spelled backwards is?
A slut.
Yeah.
Amber.
Well, that kind of defeats the joke when somebody does it for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Sure does. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to drop him. I dropped him like a rock. Amber Ellis is 31 years old. She is in jail because she decided to try to bite the penis off of her boyfriend. He woke up. And as he woke up, he looked down, and she was chomping down, trying to tear his penis off with her teeth. Who are these women?
Does it say why?
Yeah, because he told her she was too needy. Well, you know what? Now that I see that, I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you deserve to have your penis chewed off if you tell a girl she's too
chewed
needy.
Chewed off, man. That has to be weird because maybe, depending on when he woke up.
Maybe she had those.
Hey, all right. Whoa, wait a minute.
Well, when you first look down, you're going, yeah.
What's going on? Whoa.
Less teeth.
Maybe she had those Patricia Arquette kind of jagged teeth.
Less teeth.
Now, that's funny. That's two for you. Clean triple X and less teeth. Okay. Give Pion a hand.
He wins. Thank you, everybody.
He wins again today. Less teeth. Oh, man. And our last story. This is an actual story. This is a divorce in progress. It's in Dubai. But the woman wants a divorce from her husband because I'm just trying to even begin to relate to this. She wants more sex than he does.
What?
She says, and they're in court, and they have their testimony, and he's testified that he has sex with her four times a week. She says that is not nearly enough. She wants it two or three times a day. This is a wife.
Wow.
This is somebody's wife.
What?
Who wants sex three or four, two or three times a day, and he says the best he can do is four times a week, and she said, I want a divorce. Now, let's just pause and try to imagine. No, I can't.
You think there's a line of guys waiting outside the courtroom?
Well,
oh, you bet. As soon as she's free,
yeah,
you bet.
I'll need to see a picture trouble. First.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Saying.
Okay, no, good point. Just
saying.
Good point. Good point. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, this guy sends me an email. I'm sorry, I forgot. I should have made a note of your name. He said, tell the Conway Twitty joke. And I wrote him back. I said, I haven't told it for a few years because I think there might be a lot of people who, you know, if you're under 40 or 50, you might not know who Conway Twitty was. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, I can tell that joke, and there's an easy way to do it. I'll tell you before the joke who Conway Twitty was, and the joke will make perfect sense. Conway Twitty started off as a rock and roll singer, and he switched to country, and he was very, very successful in country music. Did a lot of duets with Loretta Lynn, and Conway Twitty was a very, very big name in country music, and he had a couple of big hits, and one of them was a song called Hello, Darlin'. And that's probably, to most country music people who know old country, if you said Conway Twitty, they'd go, Hello, Darling. Now, play, Peon, just a little bit of Hello, Darling.
Hello, Darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, now that's, and it starts off cold. Hello, Darling. And boy, oh boy, what a huge hit this was for Conway Twitty. So this is the story of a preacher, Pastor Jenkins, and he's new in a small town in the South, and he's going around parishioner to parishioner, church member to church member, introducing himself, going to people's homes, and he gets to the first house, he knocks on the door, and the guy that owns the house, the homeowner, opens the door and looks at him and says, oh my goodness, I can't believe this, Conway Twitty. And the preacher says, no, I'm Pastor Jenkins. And I just wanted to introduce myself and say, I hope to see you at church on Sunday. He said, come on, Conway. Now, am I on some kind of TV show? He says, no, sir, I'm not. He says, I am not Conway Twitty. And the guy says, well, you look just exactly like him. He says, you know, I get that all the time. I get it all the time. But trust me, if I sang, well, I'm not Conway Twitty, okay? I'm just not. Can I come in and just sit for a while? He goes, well, sure. He says, I can't wait to tell people Conway Twitty is at my house. He says, I'm not Conway Twitty. I'm Pastor Jenkins. So they meet. He goes on his way. He goes to the next house. Lady of the house comes to the door. Nice lady, mid-40s. She opens the door and she says, oh, my goodness, I think I'm going to faint. And he says, ma'am, are you okay? Are you sick? She says, no, I just can't believe Conway Twitty is standing at my door. He said, I'm not Conway Twitty. She says, I love your music. She said, when you team up with Loretta Lynn, whew, one of the great combinations like George Jones and Tammy Wynette. He said, I'm not Conway Twitty. She said, well, have you ever looked in the mirror? You look just like, he said, I know I do. I know. I hear that all the time. But I am not Conway Twitty. I'm Pastor Jimmy Jenkins. And I just took over First Baptist Church, and I know you're a member there, and I'd like to come in and just get to know you a little bit and hope I'll see you at church on Sunday. She said, my Lord, I've never seen anything like it. The resemblance is just, he said, I know, but I'm Pastor Jenkins. So they talk, and he leaves. And this happens house after house after house. Next house he goes to, there's an old grandmother in there. And she opens the door. Can I help you? Oh, my. I love you, Conway Twitty. He says, ma'am, I'm not Conway Twitty. She says, I know you are. She says, no, I'm not. She can't hear. He says, I'm not Conway Twitty. Well, you look just like him. He says, ma'am, I know. Could I come in? I'm Pastor Jenkins, Jimmy Jenkins.
And this is the same as meeting Conway Twitty to me. That's how much you look like him.
He said, I realize that. And he meets with him, have a nice meeting. He says, I'll see you at church on Sunday. Then he goes to a house, and the door opens, and the lady at the door is about 30 years old. She's about 5'10". She is stacked, and she is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. She has on a completely see-through negligee. She looks at him and says, Conway Twitty? He says,
hello, darling. Nice to see you.
All right, let's go airborne now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiler.
Yeah, we do have some problems out here. First of all, they still had Sulphur Springs Advance shut down because of a serious accident. The flatbed's on the scene, though, so hopefully they'll have that reopened here shortly. You've got an accident on eastbound 270 at Highway 170 that had lane blockage, and you were backed up to 370. Southbound 170, they've cleared an incident that was down around Page. Things are running slow, though, between Natural Bridge and Page, and then again from Ladue down through Highway 40. On Grand at Lafayette, it looks like on northbound Grand, a tractor-trailer hit the signals there, and they are out, so a cop is out there directing traffic. Now, southbound Grand is jammed up from Highway 40 all the way up through Highway 44. Northbound Grand, you're slowing right about Russell up there, and they're alternating lanes to go in. On westbound Highway 44, looks like we're running some slow pockets now between the Murdoch Overpass to about Berry Road. A little heavy towards Bowles. Downtown, eastbound 40 jamming up Compton to the Poplar. Westbound 40 from Compton through Vandeventer, then Kings Highway. As you make your way through McCausland, then south on 170, you're slowing, or 270, you're slowing between Page down through Ladue, where that tractor-trailer was off on the right shoulder. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it. You've heard about it over and over.
Now it's time to act.
Do what hundreds of KTRS listeners have already done.
Lose up to 30 pounds in just 23 days with the Fast Track program at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
The plan includes a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Bridget Brosfeld.
A medically prescribed appetite control plan that's tailored to your lifestyle.
And a success rate of over 90%.
It's time to turn your life around.
Lose that weight without overdoing it at the gym or starving yourself.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX right now at 618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
Most insurance plans are accepted.
And there's an affordable cash option, too.
Call now for a free consultation.
Learn how easy it is to safely lose those unneeded inches in a hurry.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
With approved health assessment, call for details. Limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
Is the price of a hearing aid keeping you from hearing as clearly as you'd like? That's understandable. A traditional hearing aid can cost you $5,000 or more, and worse yet, it's not covered by Medicare. Fortunately, now there's ListenClear, a life-changing breakthrough that's a fraction of the cost of traditional hearing aids. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers and is completely adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear everything wherever you are. And right now, you can try ListenClear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-400-1268. ListenClear is amazingly affordable, super lightweight, and practically invisible, so it's easy on your ear and your wallet. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-400-1268. That's 1-800-400-1268. 1-800-400-1268.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered to LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
I know he was supposed to go to the Oscars last night. I guess we'll find out if he actually did. He, of course, is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market. They're closed today because today is Monday, but they'll be open tomorrow. And whether it's tomorrow, the next day, or the day after, do yourself a favor. Check these places out and do somebody else a favor and get them a gift card from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Both in Chesterfield Valley on the eastern end of everything. From Southern California, I doubt that he did all the after parties. He has to get up too early. Here's Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Good day.
So did you go?
Yeah.
Now, when you go, do you actually stay for the award ceremony?
No, I go on the red carpet. I get red carpet pass, and I'm there. And then I go into the press room for an hour, and then I leave.
Yeah.
And I get updates as I head back to Palm Springs, which is good. And actually, I stayed about an hour and 40 minutes yesterday. Let me just give you my take on it. And we'll go from there.
So did you watch? I guess you watched it.
Yeah. They have these big screens in the press room.
Okay.
First, Oscar pop quiz question. Bradley Cooper has been nominated 3 consecutive years. If he is nominated next year, it'll be 4 years in a row. That will tie him with another actor that has been nominated 4 consecutive years in a row. Is it Dustin Hoffman, Jack Nicholson, Sean Penn, Marlon Brando? Answer in just a minute. Yeah, I had hardly no sleep at all. And starting off with the red carpet, I thought the best part of the red carpet, Reese Witherspoon.
Well, she's the best part of a lot of things.
Naomi Watts.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Julianne Moore. I thought they were all great. Now, we watched the feed. The worst part of the red carpet had to be, you know, the Kardashians TV show is on the E! Network. So
no, I didn't know that.
The E! Network allowed one of the skank-infested Kardashian girls, Khloe, on the red carpet show. And the first thing old Skanky did was start cussing, so they had a bleeper during the broadcast.
Who would watch that pre-Oscar show?
I have no idea. The Kardashians, though, I mean, they're just pigs. I mean, well, you know, you shouldn't even frickin' be there. And she starts cussing. And talk about how bad everybody looks. Even some really big stars that look really, really good.
You know what? There are going to be 4 or 5 women who want to be the next Joan Rivers. You know they are.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, she's going to want. Melissa's probably going to jump in there. No, there's one Don Rickles. There's one Joan Rivers.
There's one Franco Pinion.
Thank you.
Right.
One Mike Evans. Case closed.
Thank you. Yeah, they're just unbelievable. All right, here's my take. Neil Patrick Harris, the opening act, the opening number, and his opening was about 7 minutes long, thought it was fabulous, and then it got lamest, and then as the show went on, it dragged on and on and on. I probably covered 25, 30 Oscars in my life. This was the worst I've ever
seen
in my life.
Thank you so much, because I said it's the dullest Oscar ceremony I've ever seen.
Hideous. And I would give it a straight-out flat F.
And there were at least a half dozen inside references that nobody got.
Absolutely.
It was horrible.
And enough of this political crap.
Thank you.
Who the hell cares what these spoiled stars care, you know, or talk about? I mean, they're clueless about the real world. And then, you know, I mean, the whole thing, it was almost beyond explanation. You know, Neil Patrick Harris, you keep watch on my briefcase. Who the hell cares about that stupid?
That was the dumbest bit.
He comes out in his underwear, stupid, dumb.
Do you even know what the underwear bit was about?
No.
It's a reference to a scene in Birdman, which nobody saw.
I do know when he runs down the street. Yeah.
No, but nobody saw it.
I picked up on that, but he wasn't running down the street. It was like he got locked out of his dressing room like they did in Birdman, but it's like, it was just horrible.
You know, the only person that liked him standing there with his bulge was his husband.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but these long, long, meaningless songs. I mean, you know, stop it. The first hour and 22 minutes of that show, they gave away the award for Best Supporting Actor, and the rest of the awards nobody cares about.
Right,
I
agree.
The first hour and 22 minutes. And the jokes were just plain lame. And then when it came to actually taking care of business, I mean, how do you leave Joan Rivers out of the memorial?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what I said, though, earlier? I said the big winner of the evening, the biggest winner of the night, even though he never got up and accepted anything, was Clint Eastwood, and I mean in terms of going to the bank. This guy is the biggest winner there.
He made more than the other 7 combined.
Yeah, he won as far as I'm concerned.
It was horrible. Afterwards, the parties had people at all the parties. The best party was the Fox Searchlight party at the Boa. They served, this sounded good, lobster BLTs.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of good.
What are you talking
about? A lot of the parties had to be rained out because it was pouring when I left last night.
Now, did your limo driver, did he make it okay? Or?
Yeah, right.
Where do you park when you go, when you have to go to something like that? How the heck do you find a place to park?
I have parking.
Ooh.
Yeah, no problem with that.
All right.
Hey, on this date in history, on this day, February 23rd, 1965, one of the funniest men who ever lived died on this day in 1965. Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy, and I bring it up also because maybe you didn't know, Laurel and Hardy won an Academy Award for Best Short in 1932, and if you ever get a chance to see The Music Box, where they try to deliver a piano, it's one of the funniest films I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that'll be the one funny Laurel and Hardy thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no
kidding. You don't like Laurel and Hardy?
No.
I didn't either.
I never did get him.
I never got him either. It was just
scratching his head going,
scratching his head going, yeah, Ollie.
I think if you're doing George Foreman, yeah,
I never have to watch it again.
Finally. Yeah. Bradley Cooper nominated 3 consecutive years. If he's nominated next year, 4 consecutive years, who does he tie that record with? Dustin Hoffman, Jack Nicholson, Sean Penn, Marlon Brando.
Oh, I'll go Sean Penn.
Marlon Brando.
Hoffman.
Answer is Marlon Brando.
Ooh.
I'm Mike Evans at Hollywood. See ya.
Yeah, I forgot. Brando told me that.
Oh, did he? Oh man.
We're out of time.
I know you guys wish we had time.
Yes.
But we don't. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And do you think other people at jobs are as mean to each other as we are?
No.
Probably not.
I don't think so. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, they're next door to each other on the eastern end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. I just got a call from Jason Becker, Mark and Jason. They brought in a third arbitrator and peon. You keep your sponsorship.
Oh wow. That's wonderful.
After you botched up that thing
I'd like
today.
To know who that third person was so I can think.
I got it here in a text.
Do you have a name?
Yeah. Jeffrey Schimmel.
Schimmel. I thought it was going to be a Gilman or something.
No, Jeffrey Schimmel. Gilman.
He's a professional arbitrator, and he said, let the man keep his sponsorship.
Schimmel.
That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jeffrey Schimmel.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Mark and Jason, that's markandjason.com. That Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker there with Stiefel Nicholas. If you don't know what that is, that's a big, well-respected firm that's in the business of financial advice. And if you don't think you need any, then you either don't have any money at all or you don't intend to ever have any money at all. Or you're as smart at all that stuff and about all that stuff as they are and people in the business. And there aren't very many people who really understand all that or know what your options are or know that this is tax deferred or this is tax exempt. You know, it's a lot to know. And if you'd like to hang on to your money and have some down the road. And everybody says retirement. I say not just retirement. Forget that. Include that. But how about an emergency that comes up midlife in your 40s or something? It'd be nice to be able to, don't worry. We have funds for that. That's what planning is about. And the financial advice, unless you do it all yourself, has to come from somebody. So why not give these guys a shot? Why not listen to what they have to say? That's all we're asking. You have a meeting, you set it up, you call them, see what you think about what they have to say about your $25,000 or more, even if you already have an advisor. You know where to find them. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic as we head airborne with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got an accident that's affecting both directions of Olive at Old 141 or Woods Mill. You've got the northbound lanes of Woods Mill that are completely blocked. You have to detour through the Jiffy Lube there. But you've got eastbound Olive, the left lane is, turn lane is blocked. And westbound, you've got the left lane also blocked there. Now, southbound 270 looking pretty good. They've cleared that accident eastbound 270 at 170, but you're still slow from Missouri Bottom. On westbound 40, you're still going to find some slow stop-and-go areas between Vandeventer all the way out through McCausland, a little bit heavy from Highway 270 out through 141. We are looking much better downtown. Eastbound 40 is slowing from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you go to your bank, thank Henry Brown. In 1886, he invented the strong box, giving customers a way to store and preserve papers and money with privacy. Before then, people would store their stuff in wood boxes. Not very safe. Andrew Jackson Beard was a railroad worker who invented the Jenny Coupler to automatically join train cars by allowing them to bump into each other. This is much better than the old way, which tended to remove fingers from workers if they weren't very careful.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150 named North America Truck of the Year. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Don't miss the Carnival Cruise giveaways where you could win one of three Caribbean vacations on February 28th. Argosy Casino, Alton.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
House is on fire in St. Louis.
St. Louis leaders in Kansas City learning how that city is cutting crime. What they're learning and what they could begin doing in St. Louis soon.
Blue jean thieves stealing from a Galleria store. Where they struck and how much they took.
Certainly, you know, it was chilling.
A broke heating system at a building serving veterans. What happened and how cold it got inside.
Color of the planetarium will be changing again this week. The surprising start to what has now turned into a years-long St. Louis tradition.
But first at 6, St. Louis leaders searching for how to curb the city's growing homicide rate are looking to Kansas City tonight.
Fox 2's George Sells is live in Kansas City, where police, prosecutors, and others spent the day hearing about how they can reinvent their fight against gun violence. George.
Well, Sandy and Rafer, while the murder rate is...